Well, thanks for joining today, everybody. It's so good to have you. I'm going to pray, and then we'll start off with some stories if you guys have any. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for the morning, and thank you for this beautiful day. It's crisp so far, but thanks for the sun. And I'm also just looking forward to the stories we're going to hear today. Maybe some this morning, but also in the baptism service today. I know there are lives that you've been changing, people whose hearts you've been working in, and I pray that you would. Pray you bring them delight and joy today as they make a commitment before you in the face and the presence of others. And I pray that you would encourage our own hearts as well. May you inspire us to the work you've given, as hard as it is, and as sometimes as difficult as it can be. We don't always see progress, but I pray that you would use today as an opportunity to put a few stones on the side of the road to help us remember and see. And I pray all this in your name. Amen. Well, welcome everybody. I'm consistently trying to start our time with offering any live sent stories if you guys have anything, and I feel fairly flexible on what could count for that. So, if you've got any stories you want to share, feel free to jump in.
Well, I could share.
Yeah, go for it.
We hosted the New Life formal dance in our pole barn this Friday. And Ben, I think his name was the organizer, and then a gal. I'm gonna have to remind me her name. But a couple folks came over and scoped the place out a few months ago, and there was just a ton of people, ton of fun. I think, I don't know, only the host can share the meeting, so I can't share. I was gonna show you a picture in a video if there's a way to do that, Joel, because it's actually pretty funny.
Give me
I think
just a
I'd do it pretty
second. All
quick.
right, boom, you should be able to now.
All right, let me see how I do this. Share screen. Right, can you guys see that?
Not yet.
Might take a sec.
But I believe.
Stop instead of a share screen, he's gone.
I don't know if your video is on, Steve, because I've only seen your name. I haven't seen your
Oh,
face.
that might be the oh, he's
All right, I lost it, but that's okay.
That's what happens.
No, it was unbelievable.
Oh,
Did
here you
that
go.
work?
There you go.
All
Oh,
right.
nice.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Nice.
So that was really cool. And yeah, it was awesome.
Look at those
We had
legs.
yeah, there were a bunch of people, and then they just seemed to have a really good time. It was cool to see, like, obviously them having a really good time, but doing it in a godly way. And people were there, I don't know, till 11:30, something like that. And just talking with some of the folks, and actually got a little thank you letter. This was cool too. And then I'll be done. Got a thank you letter where one guy said, where is this? Let's see if I can find this. Okay, I circled the ones that were kind of funny, right? My girlfriend had lost her formal due to COVID. It meant so much to me. I'm not generally part of this community, but a genuine heartfelt thank you from a local Jew. Thought that was kind of interesting. I was like, all right, cool.
Interesting. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. And for the bathroom, I almost peed myself. Thought that was good.
Oh,
And then best night ever. So I thought that was really cool. So Julia, that's the other gal who helped organize it. So anyway.
that makes
I
sense.
thought was great about it too is that it was on St. Patrick's Day, which is
Yes.
huge party day and just one of, I don't know, for me, one of the most discouraging days of the year when you walk through campus. And so the fact that so many kids chose that New Life formal over drinking and parties was super encouraging to me.
Looks like most of them from the picture. Right. So not the whole
Dude, so
university, but those
I won't
teams.
crash my system again, but I actually like standing up at my house, and if you guys have been to my house, it's a little ways from the barn, but I have these video files where literally, like, very loudly, you can hear the entire barn like singing and chanting and shouting like songs and stuff. Like yes, they're having a really good time.
They are. Yeah, Rose and I just came back from spring break with that very same group of people. Like 110, 20 of us in a house in a living room together singing. It was like, oh my gosh, it's so loud, guys. So loud. Good stuff, though. Really good stuff. Thanks for sharing those, Steve. I think the image is definitely cemented in my head a little bit. I'm a pictorial guy.
Well, Steve, you know, just like always, you know, thank you for just all the ways that that barn has, you know, just been a vision of the ministry that you want specifically for not only the campus, but the youth. I mean, like they used it last Sunday also. So I just really appreciate, you know, your vision for that. And I know that that's that one of the reasons why you guys even moved out there and have that barn and like have it at a place where it is enticing and people love coming there. So anyway, I just really appreciate that. And I just want you to be encouraged by all the different things you're doing there. So.
Yep. Yep. Agreed, Stephen M. If there's an event that we've got and it's offsite and I had to guess one spot about where it's going to be in your house. Just really well done. Any other stories you guys want to share?
I was going to share, we just had a gal from our D group who was just going through a really hard time. So one of the gals brought it to my attention, who's a little bit closer to her. And I was trying to think of how can we help. And so I asked all the women in our D group if they would put together scriptures and any type of gift stuff, like chocolates and whatnot, and or just give me money and I would put a basket together and go. Go drop it off. And it got some drive time in, drove around Dexter to pick up all the goodies. And she just said she was in tears. She just felt really encouraged. And she said, I can't believe that you guys are just reminding me that God sees me and that I can rely on him. And then she had a daily devotional that day that said, I am grateful for those who lift me up when I need it most. So it was like God was just reaffirming to her that he sees her and loves her. And it was real powerful. So that was an exciting thing.
It's a good day. Mm-hmm. Well done.
That's awesome, Rose. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if we have some time, if you think of more stories and we have some time at the end, we can cycle back to it. And if I can get you out here early, I'm going to try and do that too. But let me jump into my agenda here. I wanted to update you all on where things are at with the home group and the home group, kind of the new annual rhythms and the transition plan. So we're really pretty much exactly on our initial timeline. So I had budgeted February through like April to do home group visits, got started really only in March, but we're doing good. I think we're on track. I think I've got all of them scheduled now, through the next couple of weeks. So if I haven't been to your home group yet, chances are pretty good. I'll see you soon. So thanks for having me in. I only need about 10 minutes in that space, so it's not a huge deal, at least based on the kind of questions people have asked so far. And my plan is to just come the whole time, be there at the whole group so I can just be a part of the group time, experience the rhythm of the community. And then if people have specific questions too, I can stick around afterwards and try to field them. But that is going well. Part of that plan, as you guys remember too, is just to have the leaders, you, and I guess potentially anybody else who's co-leading with you or people who are considering leading in the future to spend May and June, essentially, thinking through where do you want to be in the fall? Where do you think God has you? Does he want you consistent to lead, to change roles, to draw back, to invite somebody else in? Any of those spaces. So if you already know the answer to that question, because he's already made it clear to you, let me know. I'd like to know either way. Like I was just in a coaching call with Sarah and Mitch, and Mitch was like, hey, I already have the answer to this question. Great. That's helpful. Either direction is helpful. So if you've already got that, let me know. We'll begin to formulate our list. And then over the course of the summer, then we'll want to try and figure out based on who's up for leading, and build those core groups around those leaders and start to get that information published so that by the time August rolls around, we can make sure it's out, people know what groups are available, they can jump on. And then as we launch, it should be a week after Labor Day, I relaunch all the groups, then people will know where to go. And as we have new people coming into church, which happens for sure in the fall more than just about any other time, then we have an easy way of integrating people into those spaces. So love to invite you into that. Continue to think through those things and that timeline. I appreciate you doing the work on that. We've made some progress on what the summer is going to look like at this stage. So our plan had been to try to do as much as we could campus and city integrated over the summer. I think you've heard me say this, but we are lock set on doing the same two enterprises we did last summer. So the Sunday social right after church on Sunday. And we're going to try to have some sort of a keystone event every one of the summer months. So June, July, August. So chip off. When you cook stuff, why can't I think of that? That's called.
There's going to be pulled pork.
Like
a thank barbecue. You, pulled pork.
Hot dogs around Father's Day. Probably root beer floats or something else fun as well.
Yes. Yes. He fell asleep in the brown chair in the office. I don't know if I fall asleep. You're sneaking a nap in. Yeah.
So we'll have snacks all of the Sundays for Sunday social, but once a month we'll have a larger event that is geared both towards invitation and deeper connection across the church.
Yeah. Thank you, Simri. Mm-hmm. Pulled pork. The other thing we've got going on last summer we called the All City Home Group, which we probably won't call it that because the plan at this point is to integrate with the campus entirely. So last year we had an All City Home Group and there were two campus groups. And then there were two periods for the summer where we brought those two together and something together. Our plan for the summer is to do all of it together right from the start. And so we're actually going to have a combined leadership team of city and campus for the summer months. The other logistic pieces we had to solve were how to handle as many people as we expect to have there and when to start, because the campus really starts about 5 weeks earlier than the city has typically started because our schedules are just different. So in terms of the groups, size-wise, our best solution is to actually plot out two groups a week. So we'd have one that meets on Sundays and one that meets on Wednesdays. So that summer home group would meet. There'd be a Sunday option and a Wednesday option. You could go to either. And then in terms of when to start, we kicked around a number of different solutions. But the one that we like best, and I wanted to get, this is something I'd love to get all of your input on real quick before we cement it, is that we would actually start at the same time, which would be mid-May. So the campus would start a little bit later than they normally would. And we would start our summer mode with the groups a little bit earlier than we normally would, so that we get that unified, everybody's starting at the same time. Because we didn't want that feel of like, all right, campus is starting without us. It starts a weird tone for the group. We just wanted to have the tone right from the get-go with that integrated together piece. So it doesn't mean necessarily that you'd have to end your group before that, but our plan was that the basic plan would be you end your group, your home group, your city home group, start coming to the summer group. So that's probably the way it's going to be easiest for most of us, because we just don't have margin to do all those many groups at the same time. So I'd love your thoughts, all of you who are leading a group, which is all of you. What do you think about those dates? So go ahead, Simri.
Just to recap, going forward, we're excited that every summer we're going to have whole church home groups this year on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. And we're looking for your input on how it would impact your group to start our whole church home groups in mid-May and instead of in June.
And can I just, I know it seems very clear, but so just bear with me. But you say whole church. Last year it was like, hey, campus is going to do home group and city's going to do home group. And once a month we'll be together. Oh. Sounds like this year it's, hey, we're just together all the time.
Yeah. And that's going to be our rhythm every summer going forward.
Yeah.
It gives us a number of great opportunities. I mean, you guys all experience like all the city groups, right? I mean, I wouldn't call us siloed, but because of our limited schedules, when we each have our home groups meeting in different spots and different nights, those are the people we tend to get close to, and there's benefits to that, but it's harder to mix relationships across the groups. The summer gives us an opportunity to bring all that together. And campus and city together in a way that's harder, bless you, harder to do during the rest of the year.
So what do you think for your group, for your mini flock, how would it impact you to start whole church home group in May?
I think our group, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think that they would be on board for that. I know a lot of us have like kids who have baseball and kind of just crazy schedules. At least we saw that last spring. So I think that would be helpful for that sort of flexibility. I can see it blessing Nick and Emily just to have a break sooner from hosting. Yeah, so I think that we could definitely do something like that. My one question is like the content and the feel of the time on Sunday and Wednesday going to be like the exact same? So people could pick either one.
Yeah. We haven't had our group meetings to try to like figure out a little bit more of the content and vision and direction, but my assumption is that the teams would have the same format with similar content. Good question.
Yeah. It's more complicated for us to do different things on different nights. And so, and it makes, you know, there's that sense of people missing out on something. So it's hard for me to admit. I think there's going to be differences, but only because you're going to have a different set of people there.
Yeah.
But not so much because we're like sending apart massively different content.
Yeah. We're not planning on like one group having Francis Chan.
I imagine like a bullet sheet of like, hey leaders, this is what we want you to cover, but how they're going to cover that is going to be unique to their personality.
And it's kind of exciting because, you know, we're going to learn how campus plans their home groups and how city plans their home groups, and it'll benefit long-term longevity in that there'll be more seamless transitions from campus to city. Mm-hmm.
What time is it going to be? 5:30 to 7? Is it going to be 6 to 8? I don't know. Can you remind me on time? I have that. That's my first question.
I don't think we've set it yet, but the idea would be it's early enough that it's accessible for city.
Okay. And then my other question would be, I don't think it's problematic. The only thing like with mid-May is on Sundays, we're still going to be finishing up stuff with the youth group. Which again is not necessarily problematic. It might be a cool thing. Like, yeah, just if that's still going on, then the youth group can then join, or I don't know.
Yeah.
So just kind of thinking through that, that's my only, not concern, but just, thing to think about. So
it's definitely a cost that we counted, and I really appreciate Chelsea, your ability to like think through our whole congregation. So we have connected with Ayla on that as well and feel like we have good unity and planning and for it.
So, yeah, I figured you guys already did that, but
how does that feel though for your home group, Chelsea? I know you're not leading one right now, but
yeah, I mean, I'm in the Vanderskill, so whatever, you know, I mean, I'll like, we'll probably just stick with like Wednesday nights, and you know, we'll just go instead of the Vanderskill's house, we'll just go to the church. So
yeah, it's gonna be hard for me to lead two different meetings at the same time.
yeah
I was also thinking that parents of youth group attendees could then go to home group at the same place.
Yeah.
There's some synergies. Like if we go that route and line up the times exactly, then it's just a little bit easier. Our kids can still be there and parents can be there at the same time.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. And it's only for a little bit.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of nice because I will say one of the challenges to last year's group is that there's really not anything for the kids but to entertain themselves. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's maybe something we can look at, engage. It'll be nice if, you know, youth groups at the same time for my big kids. So, but yeah, I would say that maybe we can be thinking about what that space kind of looks like for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, but that's good. I'm hearing a general positive reception to if they were the exact same time for the Sunday night group, that could be helpful in terms of the older
kids. Definitely.
Here's another thought on that, and maybe I'm trying to think of who else this could apply to other than my own daughter, but Ashley is going fifth grade, moving into sixth grade. So she'll be moving into the youth group next year, but maybe she could attend those couple of meetings just to kind of welcome her in as it is. And then we would already be here. I don't know. Just a thought. I don't know if there's any others, but
I think that's
more of this energy.
Yeah. I think that's a great thought, and we can connect with Ayla on that. And I also hear that, you know, even if it's not entirely separate content for youth, having something for them to engage with during those home group times would be helpful.
Just confirming also, you're not planning to have childcare for younger kids, right?
No, not planning on it. Would love to hold your children for you.
Yeah, no, we're thinking like everybody together in the same space.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan. Obviously, I'm always looking for ways to synergize campus. And
I wondered, in order to facilitate that more, I was wondering.
Audio delay. Sorry, folks.
Like,
I don't know if I was literally
on the internet in your house.
It's like we're all in the country.
Last year, the fact that it was only like once a month with campus, and every time we looked, we were like, crap, you know, it's a week we're gone. And I was super excited about this idea of being with campus last summer. You know, even our kids, and even thinking about transitioning Eli into, you know, the campus life at Michigan. So I'm excited. I don't know how much we're gonna be around again. We're gone a lot in the summer, but, and it's nice to have those two options. I think last year it was just on Wednesday, if I remember right. So yeah, seems encouraging. Is the format similar where we're like outside, you know, going to do some worship, some share time, s'mores, all that kind of stuff? Are you thinking the same thing?
That is yet to be determined, but those things were super popular.
Yeah.
I think one thing that we did last year that we probably will change is meeting rain or shine with COVID precautions in mind for those who only came because it was solely outside. But I imagine that some of those aspects will continue on.
Mm-hmm. Great. So like, yeah. It'll just move indoors. Love it.
The only idea I had was for some of the littles. I just know that some of the women in our group, like their kids are just runners, you know, so it'd be really difficult for them to come and be in that open space that has no definition for their youngers. So I wondered whether we could, you know, purchase some gray gates. I mean, it seems weird to put them in like a fenced in area, but to give some containment that we could put balls in there and toys. And I'm pretty sure Mary would love to be in there playing with some littles, but I think that would be less overwhelming for some of the younger moms who have crawlers or ones that want to move, and it would be hard to contain them or be held the whole time. So this is just a thought of a way to maybe make it more accessible for some of the younger parents.
Man, I wonder if we even have enough of those across the church that we could have a bring your gay great to church day.
And
join them all together.
Like a little baby octagon.
I was going to say, dude, you could make like an Olympic ring, make it like a track event. Records.
Exactly.
Track and field event. Get them started young.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to think about how heavy that thing is once you join four of those sections together.
Shay group, we haven't heard from you all yet. Sarah and Mitch, we haven't heard from you. Chow group, haven't heard from you. Would really love to know your thoughts on starting early.
Yeah. I think Shay group, I don't really see a difference in starting May versus June. So I think we're good to go either way. Yeah.
Okay. What about the childcare situation, Nate, for your littles?
I mean, I'm sure it would be helpful for the Rapids. They're the only parents in our group. So
I think for our group, starting in May sounds great. I think we could also just go longer, but I think that we have just with the way that our group works and looks right now, it would be nice to start in May and have that consistency of, yeah, I think that serves a lot of people in our group well right now. Yeah, that would be great.
Thanks.
Yeah, and for us, we're in, I'm in Emily and Melissa's group, so they have some feedback. I think my only thing is just wondering for the child care situation. Definitely having them run around in the yard is totally fine, but then like once they're, if we do have to move inside, just what the plan would be, you know, for not quite youth group age kids, especially after June, but like I'm thinking Miles and
yeah,
he's a runner. He's older than the ones you were talking about, but he is also a runner and he's quite loud. So
yeah, if you haven't seen the Freeze Theater yet,
that is a good, yeah.
I imagine that we'd put something entertaining on and a grown-up would be up there hanging out with them.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
I'm going to kind of throw one thought out. Marie, sure. We talked about this before last summer, but just as a way to even help people mingle and learn other people and take it or leave, I'm not going to be, if this doesn't happen, no big deal. But also a way to like practice testimonies, use a way to practice testimonies is, hey, at the beginning, let's take 10 minutes, introduce yourself to three new people. Like go around and actually like not where we're all sitting in a big circle and introduce, but I wonder if it's just like, hey, find three people you don't know, share your 2-minute testimony with them, you know, whether that's I'm searching for Jesus or, you know, saved as a kid or whatever, but give people a chance to share their testimony a bunch. I still like that idea and just put it out there as a offering for, you know, to consider, but if it doesn't happen in the programs otherwise, it's totally cool as well. But I'm just thinking some way to integrate, you know, kind of living sent, testimonial, gospel, sharing, let a lot of your comfort zone meet people. I know for the people that don't enjoy meeting people or maybe a little less socially bubbly as me, maybe that's a terrifying idea and a terrible idea, but, you know, just a thought there.
Yeah, no, that's great. Good. Honestly, like we love all these ideas and feedback and hopefully you know that you don't have to wait for a huddle to share them with us. We love them and look forward to constructive feedback.
Yeah. So keep sending it our way. What we've got is, you know, things that have worked in the past, these ideas. So we're going to be formulating these pieces, but the details are Sunday, you know, Wednesday for the summer aren't yet. So we have opportunities to come up with things still and think it through.
And it's the first year of many that we're going to be doing it this way. And so we expect to like take a little while to figure out a new normal or a best practice. And so as you notice things or ideas come to mind, it's like it's an open conversation.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your input, everybody. That's great. That'll help us get moving forward too. So let us jump to our menu of upcoming events and happenings, which is mostly you. Do you want to cover all of them or many of them? And I'll just hit anything. Great. Okay.
Yeah. So we are so excited that an idea that came out of the city has been picked up for the whole church regarding Easter invitation. Joel's going to send or show a graphic of it as well. But at the info desk, there will be cards that have invitation to all New Life's Easter offerings on one side for Holy Week. And really pretty graphic on the other side. And so the idea behind this is that
pretty graphic.
It's pretty. The idea behind this is that you could take a stack this morning or whenever you're at the building and use them as really easy invitations to hand people and let them know, I'm going to be at these two and would love for you to join me, or post it on a bulletin board. But it's a simple way to invite others to experience Jesus through Holy Week. And we are so excited about it. Dan Chen has put them together. So if you see him, give him a thank you for that. And it should be the same branding that you see all Holy Week long. So if you have questions about those, let me know. Joel's going to send out the graphic as well, and it should be in the bulletin. So if you'd rather text the image to people instead of handing it to people, feel free to do that. I've been keeping a couple in my coat pocket and just asking the Lord, who would you have me share this with? Who would you have me give this card to? And that has been a really exciting opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work in my life. Coming up on April 23rd, you should have received an email about this. We have a free gospel engagement workshop that includes dinner. It is going to be 4 to 8 p.m. with your dinner provided, and it's designed for people who are middle school aged and older. So if you've got kids in youth group wondering what they're going to be doing that night, they're coming to our gospel engagement training, hopefully with you as well. So we're having a really great speaker, Scott Kluster from East West Missions, coming in. He's a person who has really just spent his whole career sharing the gospel, thinking about how do we share it well, how do we engage with culture while we do it. And he's going to be sharing a short, practical, simple gospel engagement tool with us. If you are thinking that 4 to 8 is a long time, I have not seen the final schedule, but I think that that 7 to 8 hour might be all practice. So if you do need to duck out early, there is space for that. Or if you need to come late, let's talk about the schedule and figure out a way for you to be involved, even if it's for a shorter amount of time. Thank you, everybody who has signed up. And please keep signing up. Share it with your group, especially if you have someone in your group that you're like, ooh, I think that you are great at communication and would be a force to be reckoned with if you had more gospel engagement education. But it's really open to anyone of any interest and skill level, and Scott's fantastic. Coming up starting.
Can I ask, like, I see on our calendar, there's youth group. Is youth group joining that as a, as a substitute?
Yep. It's for middle school aged kids and older. So that's what
you. Awesome.
So you still need to register your middle schooler or high schooler, mainly for food planning. If there's a whole bunch of you, feel free to register one of you and then email me the total number of your family that will be coming and any food allergies you have. So we want to make sure we can feed you. Other questions about that? This workshop is really helping us as a city achieve our goal of making sure that everyone who wants to be able to share the gospel feels equipped and empowered to do that. And I'm thrilled to have Scott here. Coming up, starting at the last week in March, March 29th, we have a 5-week book club on Felicia Mationheimer's Every Woman a Theologian. This is for women. We'll be meeting in the evenings, 7 to 9, somewhere at New Life, and Stevie King and I are hosting it. Stevie is fast becoming our theologian at large, and she and I both love reading and discussing scripture and engaging with it with other people, so we brought it back, and some of you are already signed up. Feel grateful for you for that, and I'm going to drop the link to sign up for the gospel engagement training and the book club in this chat. Forgot to do it. So we still have space available for that. I sent you an email this morning if you're a woman, that if you sign up today, you can pick your book up today. I will have them at the info desk. If you are not a woman, please consider freeing up a woman in your life to attend book club and tell them about it. And then lastly,
Sarah Marie, how invitational is that? Is that something that can be invitational?
Yes, the book is definitely geared to people who are already following Jesus. The book is about theology and engaging well with culture. But it is as everything is in my world, open to anyone. You don't need to have previous theology experience or know much about it. The book is great. And you can let me know if you have more questions about that. And then coming up in May, the weekend of May 5th, the Thrive Women's Wilderness Retreat is back. And that is Friday night to Sunday morning, silence, solitude, fasting in the woods with other women. Hannah Witte and Natalie Norton are heading that up this year, and we are thrilled to have it back. Some of you went last year and had really powerful experiences. And again, if you are a man with a woman in your life, please do your best to free them up to engage with the Lord over that weekend. And you can let me know if you have any questions about that. And then lastly, there are large boxes in the lobby of New Life and in the Freeze House for a Lenten food drive. So this Lent, we are trying to bring in as many canned goods, non-perishables, diapers, formulas as we can to benefit food gatherers. And we've done this before, but it has an extra layer of meaning to us now, since food gatherers is who provides literal tons of food twice a month for us to give away at Christian Love Fellowship. And if you've served there, you see hundreds of people come every week for food. And there have been weeks where we haven't been able to give away as much food as we hoped because food gatherers is low on donations. So we don't have a home group curriculum for you to talk about it, but we'd love to encourage you to just share the need in your home group. Maybe it's something that you want to have a concerted effort and you go together to purchase food, or have a goal of a day that you want to have your church, your food to the church by. So they'll be there through Easter. It is a Lenten opportunity. If you're a person who has decided to fast from a specific food, maybe you want to buy a ton of that one food and bring it in. Or if you're fasting from occasional meals, consider what you would have eaten for that meal and bringing that in. So there's a lot of really practical ways to join in on that. But we are halfway or more through Lent, and the boxes are still empty. So want to exhort you, encourage you. I will tell you that I haven't done it yet, but knowing that I've shared that with a few people is great accountability. So would love to see your home groups bringing in food for the Lenten food drive. And this announcement and encouragement is shared with campus as well. Any questions about the Lenten food drive or any of the other events shared?
I just want to encourage you guys. That is some awesome stuff, by the way. Like, that is really, really encouraging to me that all these things are going on and a way to build community, and feels very invitational oriented to me, which is, just encouraging on so many levels, guys. Thanks for all these things you're doing.
Welcome. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, Samri, can you confirm, and you may not know yet because I know they were waffling, can you confirm for April what the two dates are for Christian Love?
Oh, yeah, that's a great announcement to make too. Starting in April, we're going to be on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays. So we were on the 4th and then the 1st and 4th, but we've managed with food gatherers to make it to the 2nd and 4th. And boy, are we excited about that. It was too much doing those back-to-back big weeks. So 2nd and 4th going forward from here on out. And thank you to everybody who has been with us as we've transitioned to 2 weeks. And also to, if you haven't been in a while, we're now doing distribution, not only drive up, but also through DoorDash. So last food distribution, we sent 70 homes DoorDash orders. So they received canned goods, dry goods, fruits and vegetables, milk and eggs. And most of them are people that we know are homebound or don't have transportation, that just like the rest of us lost a bunch of food during power outages and things like that. So thanks everybody who's been showing up. Chelsea's been really revolutionizing the DoorDash part as we've been finding our feet under us. So 2nd and 4th Saturdays.
When you say DoorDash, do you mean like hiring DoorDash to do it? Or are you saying DoorDash like where we take food to people?
No. So DoorDash has a really great program where a nonprofit who does food distribution like we do can sign up with them say, hey, we'd like to offer 50 spots and people can sign up through the DoorDash app to have DoorDashers come pick up food, be paid by DoorDash and bring it to their house. So we're not doing any driving. It's DoorDashers who normally make their living.
That's unbelievable.
Instead,
well, kudos to DoorDash. Kudos to DoorDash. It's no charge to us. It's no charge to the recipient.
Nope.
Unbelievable. That's so
I don't
great.
Actually, they might be able to tip. I don't know the answer to that, but no, there's no cost to us. And it opens up a whole nother network of hungry people.
So I know it's going to be the second and fourth, but for April, since there's five, is it April 8th or is it the 15th? Do you know?
Yeah, it's going to be April 8th and April 22nd.
Okay, the 8th and the 22nd?
Yep, and I'll be sending out emails with the flyers and things like that soon. If you're not getting the emails about serving at Christian Love, let me know, and I'd love to add you to it. We can use more volunteers, especially in the summer months. Campus has been doing a great job at providing 10 to 15 volunteers per serving opportunity. And so we will need to make up that loss coming up in the summertime.
All right. Is it me? Back to me?
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Two last things. One is it's Baptism Sunday today at church. I know there's a ton of people getting baptized, lots of good stories. I know a few of them. Just don't want you to miss it. So even if you can't catch it in person or live stream, you're going to want to get the recording on this one because it's going to be good for the heart. The other thing is, what's the right way to say this? So we've been pressing in the discipleship pathway as our tool for multiplication, making disciples, become more like Jesus. That's you guys have been around the block long enough, especially some of you, where you've seen all the tools, right? Just in my time, there's been so many different ones. But in case it's not clear at this stage in the game, this is the method that we're using here on out to help make disciples, help you become like Jesus. And so we've been wrestling on the pastoral side of things for a while in terms of how best to do this, how best to connect, how best to integrate it with all of the things. And one of the things that we've realized is just simple, is that it's kind of hard to actually do this unless you've got it memorized. The 12 actions are a little bit tough to memorize. The three lifestyles, worship, community, and mission, is pretty easy. What we're trying to press into with ourselves, with our friends, and the group spaces we're leading is consider memorizing the six habits. Think through memorizing the six habits. They're not crazy hard. They can be found on the app, on the web. There's a page on the app that actually just has the six habits listed, which are: we remain in the gospel, we're renewed by the Spirit through scripture and prayer, we live life with the local church, we build one another up in love, we love our neighbors, we make disciples of Jesus. That's it. So I just want to encourage you personally, if you're thinking about how to build into other people, how to build into your kids, start with just making it a personal goal to memorize those. If you're doing the 90-day challenge, maybe you could kind of integrate your memorization into those like four big verse memorizations that we're doing through the 90-day challenge as well. So just wanted to encourage you to try to memorize those. Maybe get some friends or the kids to memorize along with you. Be good for everybody's life. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else left. So any final questions or stories you want to pass along before we part company? Okay, Sarah Marie, would you pray for us to close?
Yep. God, we pray to you today as the one true King, the only one worth serving, the only one worth worshiping, the only one worth knowing. And we pray, Lord, this week that we would see you more, know you more, and be more like you. We're grateful, Lord, in this Easter season for the reminder of your Son's life, death, and resurrection, Help us to live like people who know that they are redeemed, know that they have life and have it to the abundant level of the supernatural God we serve. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this morning. Have a good rest of your morning.